PDP working group, and I believe Don Blumenthal is here to speak to us about that. So if you can start that item, start recording. Thank you. And over to you, Don.
Appreciate it. Just had to get that cleared out there. We've got slides up here. I'm normally not a big slide person, but I got here about 11 o'clock this morning, so I figured I needed to fall back just in case. Now that I see Marika and a lot of committee members here, I probably could have just skipped it and let them take over, but I didn't know that ahead of time. In any event, this is the Privacy and Proxy Accreditation Services Issues PDP Working Group. I'm just about at the point where I remember what PPSIA stands for. We've been at work for a few months now, but the beginning was partly organizational, figuring out how we were going to proceed. We finally got that, and then we had the holiday break. So we really got started, I think, on substance, it's fair to say, in January. We've got a very large group, and it still seems to be growing. People kept signing up well after the group got started. And I just thought I'd lay out how we've gone about our work and what's next. To begin with, we took the GNSO questions and grouped them. That was partly for our benefit, but also for the step of reaching out to the ACs and the SGs and SOs and Cs to get their input. There are some of us on the group who have been involved in Who Is Issues and even Privacy Proxy for, in my case, 16 years. There are others on the committee and around ICANN who are much newer. So we wanted to organize, make it as easy as possible for people to look at the issues and examine them. Excuse me. Our discussions are ongoing on our calls, which are weekly, and on our email list. Everything's posted on the wiki for people who want to follow along. We did make one initial decision early on, and I probably should have mentioned this first. We had discussed breaking into working groups, sub-teams, as we did, for example, in the Think Who Is group. Somebody at the end of the table should remember what the Think Who Is process was. But we decided that, and we're finding this is true as we can get deeper into the issues, a lot of these issues are interrelated. So breaking into sub-teams really wasn't, we thought then wasn't feasible, and it's finding out where we were right. We're looking at a couple issues now where we realize we can lay out some initial thoughts, but we can't conclude until way down the road, because they circle back on each other. So that's our working model, is the weekly calls, continuing during the week with email lists, nothing new about this, but keeping a committee of the whole rather than breaking into sub-teams. We did send out letters to the different constituency groups, ACs, whichever. We've only at this point received responses from the BC, the IPC, and the NCSG, which, to be honest, to a large extent reflects the most active groups within the committee. These are the groups that drive the discussion. Not necessarily that they drive it, but individuals from those groups are the most active. We understand we may get a couple more. We certainly would like to hear from more than just three groups out of all the ones we wrote to. We've also sampled terms of proxy privacy services that currently exist to get some ideas on how we should proceed. And we've heard presentations from ICANN staff who work on privacy proxy issues, on registrar issues, from members of the, say, registrar community. Again, there's a large difference in understanding of how the system works, and the more we can educate everybody in the group, I think the better our work product will be. The initial plan from here on out, we even met last week. Somebody was surprised that we're that driven, dedicated, whatever word you want to use, I don't know. We did meet last week, and we'll take a break, but the main work plan is just to continue moving through the questions. And then our discussions and preliminary decisions are being logged as we go on a template. We did try for a short time mind mapping software, but that kind of dropped out at one point, maybe more suitable for some projects than others. I'm mentioning that for Mikey's benefit. Our next steps, I think, outside the norm of looking at the questions, is to discuss the input we did get to the GNSO questions from the three groups that responded. The EWG's privacy proxy survey results were just published. I haven't heard it, I think, while I was flying or just before, so we haven't had a chance to look at those, but we will. We're reaching out to the CCTLD community to get a feel for their experience with privacy proxy. And we're going to meet with any group that wants to meet with us. To give you an example, I've been requested to sit down with the GAC Tuesday morning, along with the person who's leading the EWG effort. I apologize, I'm blanking on the name right now. That's our work plan. That's how we started. That's how we're going forward. We are hoping for a preliminary report in early 2015. I'd like to think we could do it sooner, but it's good to be realistic and then get happy surprises if we can move through quicker. Happy to take questions.
Do we have any questions for Don?
Wow.
I mean, I think you're suffering, Don, from the fact that all the people that are really interested in this topic here are already on the working group.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking we could have a mini face-to-face meeting during a break and probably get a lot accomplished.
Yeah.
We will have our open meeting Thursday morning at 9 o'clock.
So do we have any questions? Yep.
Steve DelBianco with the BC. Hey, Don, thanks for your good work on that. The BC submitted...
Yes.
Just a handful of requests, but then some questions. And I realized that the working group, we're stretched thin enough that we didn't have significant participation, and I apologize for that. But those questions are things that you could address with me, and I'll circulate to the BC or in writing, whatever your preference is, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. I skimmed all of these when they came in. I read them in depth on the plane. 26 hours gives you a lot of reading time. But yeah, we're going to discuss how to follow up with the comments we did get. Thanks.
Do we have any more questions? Because if I don't have any more questions, we might thank Don for his report and move on to the next item, which would
great.
Almost see us back, almost see us back on schedule.
I try to help where I can.
I'll thank Don for his report, and we'll close that item.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, David. We can stop the recording.